Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. In today's episode, we're unpacking the recent updates on SpaceX's Starship, which has been in the spotlight for both technological advancements, huge rocket, 400 plus feet tall, and the most powerful rocket in the world. And it's been in the spotlight lately for regulatory delays mainly, and the testing that's been done within the last week. Now, SpaceX has performed all necessary pre-flight operations, but this massive rocket still awaits crucial permits from federal agencies. While many look to the skies with eagerness, Starship is grounded, and as the completion of the launch licensing process remains a pending affair. SpaceX had its second test flight planned for Starship and even completed a full wet dress rehearsal. However, the company faces multiple regulatory hoops before the rocket can break Earth's gravitational pull. And one of the last major hurdles involves a review by the Federal Wildlife Service, the FWS, in conjunction with the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA. And this review is a detailed examination of Starship's potential environmental impacts, particularly focusing on the newly installed water deluge system at the Boca Chica launch site in Texas. Now, earlier this year, a test flight faced severe issues, ranging from damaged launch mounts to disruptions in local wildlife and even uncontrolled fires. And this led to a comprehensive investigation, resulting in 63 corrective actions proposed for SpaceX, all of which they claim to have completed by September 10th. Now, the newly installed water deluge system, designed to mitigate the rocket's immense force during liftoff, is under close scrutiny by the FWS to confirm its compliance with federal regulations, particularly the Federal Clean Water Act. Now, the review by FWS is mandated by the Endangered Species Act, which requires reinitiating formal consultations for projects with substantial modifications. And the water deluge system is a substantial modification to the underbelly of the launch system that Starship goes out from. Now, given the serious nature of these regulations and the sensitive ecosystem surrounding the Boca Chica region, this review is a critical step before SpaceX can proceed with its ambitious second launch of Starship and hopefully make it to orbit. Now, the FAA has its own history with SpaceX's Starship. It concluded its own investigation in September, but hasn't yet green-lighted the second flight, pending the FWS assessment. And if the FAA feels that the modifications made by SpaceX warrant reevaluation, we might be looking at even more extensive regulatory review process. Now, last August, the FAA tried to kickstart consultations by providing a new biological assessment. However, the Fish and Wildlife Service found this data insufficient for a full review, prompting another submission in early October. And this initiated the formal consultation process, which will decide the fate of the Starship project. The FWS has until March 3rd of 2024 to offer its consultations and its conclusions, although it aims to wrap up the process by November 18th this year. It seems that both regulatory bodies, while exercising due caution, have different opinions and priorities and timelines. SpaceX recently faulted the FAA for being understaffed, claiming that this was a significant cause for the delays. And while this may be true to some extent, SpaceX's own decision to move fast and break things has led them into a tangled web of regulations and reviews. SpaceX is doing things outside of the normal regulatory system, and they're doing things faster and harder than everybody else in the industry. So the regulations, according to SpaceX, have to catch up to them. Now, the Coast Guard District 9 has also issued a notice suggesting that the next rocket launching operations are planned for between 5:25 to 11 a.m. near Boca Chica Beach. However, as we all know, such schedules are not set in stone and can change at a moment's notice, especially considering the FAA's approval and still pending. And as of now, all eyes are on the calendar and the regulatory boards. Despite these delays, SpaceX has been quite proactive. Just Tuesday, the company conducted a full wet dress rehearsal, fueling both the Starship and the Super Heavy booster with more than 10 million pounds of propellant. And the vehicle is said to be ready for its second test flight, pending, of course, regulatory approval. Now, the upcoming tests are also set to receive support in the form of imagery from one of NASA's WB-57 high-altitude research aircraft. And while regulatory boards continue their assessments, SpaceX hasn't slowed down its preparations for the second test flight, signaling its confidence in eventually obtaining the required approvals. Now, for those keeping an eye on potential launch dates, it's important to manage your expectations, though. Given the layers of regulation and multiple agencies involved, the exact launch window remains speculative. FAA spokesperson Steve Colm has expressed optimism about completing the safety review by the end of October, but this isn't quite confirmed yet. And SpaceX, despite the looming uncertainty, has continued with its rigorous testing, continuously testing at Starbase in Texas. They recently showcased their new deluge system, which has become a focus of environmental concerns. The Fish and Wildlife Service is evaluating the system's environmental impact, particularly concerning the endangered species residing in the surrounding wetland habitats. And the deluge system, which is essential for controlling heat, noise, and force, raises a few environmental eyebrows. Environmental advocates have questioned SpaceX's permitting for the system under the Clean Water Act, as the water used is exposed to a range of contaminants, posing a risk to sensitive habitats. And according to Texas Commission of Environmental Quality, SpaceX currently holds only a stormwater permit for the site. And the FWS and the Texas Park and Wildlife Department have both engaged in cleanup efforts following the previous test flight, which had widespread effects, including a dust plume that reached areas as far away as about 6.5 miles. SpaceX's journey to the second launch of the Starship has been a little bit bumpy, and the maiden flight in April not only caused extensive damage to the launch pad, but also led to an out-of-control tumble and a subsequent explosion over the Gulf of Mexico. So where does this leave SpaceX? After all, this isn't just a run-of-the-mill tech startup. It's a company that has literally changed our relationship with space exploration. However, with great power comes great responsibility, and understaffed FAA can be blamed for only so much. At the end of the day, SpaceX chose to adhere to a philosophy that's more Silicon Valley than Kennedy Space Center. Move fast, take risks, and sometimes pay the price. But can you really afford to move fast and break things when what you're breaking could be fragile ecosystems or even endanger human life? Now, the fact remains that the upcoming test flight of the Starship has been hamstrung in part by SpaceX's own missteps, and they've found themselves entangled in a web of regulatory review processes and corrective actions that are partly the result of a precarious test flight and environmental concerns. And while they've claimed to complete 63 corrective actions in partnership with the FAA, the ball is now in the court of the Fish and Wildlife Service, which is reviewing the environmental impact of Starbase's new deluge system. Meanwhile, SpaceX has been fueling the rockets and performing flight-like rehearsals. They've clearly ready and eager to proceed, but the regulatory apparatus is not something one can simply wish away, especially when public safety and environmental conservation are at stake. So as much as SpaceX might be feeling the itch to get Starship back in the sky, they must also reckon with the consequences of their previous decisions. Let's not forget, amid all these delays and regulatory issues, SpaceX has created an awe-inspiring machine. It's a huge Starship. SpaceX has created a gigantic rocket, and Starship is the largest rocket ever built, designed to take humans to Mars and beyond. It's an astonishing technological feat, but the grandeur of the technology must be balanced with its impact, both on the Earth and in the sky. And there's no room for cutting quarters with this when you're dealing with projects this large. Now, thank you so much for listening to the show today. Remember to hit the subscribe or the follow button on your favorite podcast platform. It's free, just takes a second, and helps us out tremendously. Our podcast has grown so much because of you, and you're part of this amazing community. Now, each episode is about 10 minutes long or less, so you can catch up quickly on the latest news. And until next time, please take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you on the next one.